This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. A reminder to the AHARS members, your subscriptions for 2018 are now due. The cost will be $20 if paid before the end of March and $25 if paid after that date. Tina Clogg has advised us the holiday shack will not be available this year for the John Moyle Field Day due to renovations being carried out. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 23rd of February and the next lunch for March will be on the 9th of March. The next social morning at the shack will be on the 10th of March. The next general meeting will be the AGM on the 15th of February and Paul Lawson, VK5CL, will be giving a brief presentation on his plans for a remote HF receiving site. The general meeting for the 15th of March will be the annual members project show and tell. I've booked David, VK5KK, and Ian, VK5ZD, for the general meeting on the 19th of April to talk to us about their adventures in microwave communications. They'll be demonstrating some of their equipment. The next technical session at the shack will be on the 24th of February. This will be an introduction to FT8 by Charlie, VK5KDK, and a demonstration of Whisper by Rod, VK5ZRK. Graham, VK5ZFZ, will run an Arduino Tiny Basic presentation session at the shack on March the 24th. Events at the shack start at 9 a.m. and this event will run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Graham has advised me that you will need a laptop, and if you have one, an Arduino Nano. He will provide everything else, including some spare Nano, if you need to purchase one on the day. To keep up to date with what's happening at AHARS, you can visit the website and look at the latest news and upcoming events page. Any changes to the plans for February will be reported on the Sunday broadcast and on the AHARS website. A PDF file version of the AHARS 2018 calendar should be available on the website by the time you listen to this broadcast. If you wish to contact me, you can email me at vk5srp@wia.org.au or send a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week. Talk to you again next week, 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Friday night's presentation by Charlie, VK5KDK, was truly amazing. He detailed the new and exciting digital mode called FT8, which is growing in popularity around the amateur radio world. And Charlie had a nice little transceiver set up on the desk, connected up to a laptop, and feeding into a squid pole outside on the lawn through a lovely little MFJ antenna, I've never seen one that small before. It was really cute. Anyway, Charlie explained the system to us and how it operates, and yeah, he then gave us a practical demonstration on 20 metres. He called CQ a number of times, but yeah, just like analog, nobody came back. But yeah, might have just been the period of time when we didn't have much time to do any contacts, but anyway, it was a very good demonstration on what this system uses. So if you're looking at digital modes, consider the FT8. It certainly looks very good. So thanks very much, Charlie. That was a very good presentation, and you certainly put a lot of work into that, and that's good to see what you're up to in the secret of your environment of your own shack. So keep up the good work. And over the next few months, we've got a lot of good presentations coming up on antennas and digital modes, and I'll give details of those as the time goes on, so stay tuned for more details. And don't forget, the North East Radio Club does licence exams, so if you want to upgrade or get a licence, then contact Peter, VK5PX, on 8280 7330, or whip him an email, vk5px@wia.org.au, and get onto a licence exam panel. And we're still on the hunt for some broadcast relay operators for 80 and 40 metres, so if you wish to, and you think you can do the job, contact Trevor, VK5ATQ, on 8380-5542, or email him at vk5atq@wia.org.au. And in the coffee break at the meeting the other night, somebody mentioned to me that the fifth Friday in March is actually Good Friday. So, yeah, I don't know. The fifth Friday night dinner, everybody might be out hunting Easter eggs or up the river fishing. But, yeah, I'll have to look into it and see if we can have a dinner on Good Friday. It might be a little difficult to organise, but I'll see what I can do. I'll let you know in good time. Well, that's all for now. I might fire up my analog FT7 and see what's going on in the analog world. Lovely old radio, the FT7. Pity they never made an FT8, but yeah, that would be another story, wouldn't it? Okay, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with the news and notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. On Wednesday last, the 58th Annual General Meeting of the EARC was held. The officers and committee for the coming 12 months are President David, VK5KK, Vice President Paul, VK5 Alpha Oscar Sierra, formerly VK5VCO, Secretary Paul, VK5NE, Treasurer Tim, VK5ZT, Committee Members John, VK5NI, Graham, VK5WX, Ian, VK5ZD, and John, VK5FABG. The February Tech Night on Wednesday the 21st will be the second tutorial on the operation of CROWS, Fault Finding and Diagnostics, hosted by John, VK5NI. Saturday the 24th of March will be a working bee at the Water Tower to tidy up and dispose of unwanted materials, commencing from 10 a.m. onwards. Sunday the 8th of April will be the second antenna testing event at Ridley Reserve in Elizabeth. All are welcome to attend. Time will be notified later. The 18th of April Tech Night will be a presentation by Graham, VK5WX, on surveying and the origin of the metric system. EARC VK5LZ will compete in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day on the weekend of the 17th and 18th of March. Do not forget that the state election is on this weekend as well. All microwave beacons are work in progress for repairs and upgrades. Further information to be advised. The next general meeting is on Wednesday, the 7th of March, 2018. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is VK5PET for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Despite a very hot night, the presentation by Mike, VK5ZC, on antenna fundamentals went very well and was well received by all present. At least 10 members have signed up to construct the 70cm beam designed by Mike, and construction will start very shortly. Mike has been invited to present at another club in the near future. Well done, Mike. And now for the news you have been waiting for. South Coast Amateur Radio Club's buy and sell is to be held on Sunday, April 22nd at the club venue, 11 Railway Road, Seaford Meadows, with sellers in at 8:30 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. Tables are $10 and entry is $5. Tables can be booked through the secretary, VK5ZKU, by email secretary@scark.org.au, and booking payments can be made through PayPal on the website. There will be the usual sausage sizzle, tea and coffee, and door prizes. We hope to see you all there. Talking of prizes, listen to future broadcasts for a special raffle to be run shortly. 73 from South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with bringing you the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Friday night, our 2018 Annual Convention Committee had its first meeting via Skype. Quite a few items were discussed as the planning stage gets underway for this year's event. As usual, it will be run in conjunction with the Australian Fox Hunting Championships, and we expect a good turnout of competitors again this year. Hopefully the foxes will be even more cunning and elusive this year, and all the competitors will go home after the weekend suffering from depression because of their lowly scores. Hi, hi. We plan on having the dinner on Sunday night again, and we therefore have quite a bit of planning to do. There are prizes to buy for the fox hunts and the homebrew competition, as well as door prizes and raffle prizes, and so the list goes on. A lot of work for a lot of people, but we keep doing it, so we are either mental or we enjoy the result. If you are considering a visit this year, I would suggest that you book your accommodation early, as there is always a lot happening in Mount Gambier on the June long weekend. The convention this year will be on Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th of June. To all those out there who are suffering ill health, we extend our best wishes to you, as we have a couple of our own members who are recovering from illness at the present time. Unfortunately, we've lost a couple of members recently because of relocation or lack of time for the hobby, but it seems that we might have a couple of prospective newcomers as well, so the books may remain in balance yet, with a bit of luck. That brings us up to scratch for this week, and our members would therefore like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now from Wyson, South Australia.
Good morning, my name is David, with the call sign VK5 Lima Sierra Bravo, and this morning I'm providing you some notes and updates from Wyson South Australia on behalf of the Wyson South Australian Committee. Wyson South Australia is currently in the planning stage for the upcoming AGR Rally of South Australia, which is named the Heartland Rally, and Wyson volunteers will be involved in providing radio communications and support for the upcoming AGR Rally of South Australia, Rally the Heartland, which is being held in the mid-north of South Australia over the 1st and 3rd of June throughout the regions of Burra and Hallett in the mid-north. We are currently requiring volunteers for most stages of the event, along with our dedicated band of volunteers. But if you're interested in what Wyson South Australian's role or involvement in events are, then come out and have a look, and you'll be paired up with an experienced operator. If interested, please email the Wyson's Events Manager on this email address, which is events@sa.wyson.org.au. I say again, events@sa.wyson.org.au to notify of interest, and we'll endeavour to locate you at a supportive checkpoint. Or you can Google the contact details on the Wyson South Australia webpage just by typing Wyson SA into Google, and it'll bring up the Wyson SA webpage. We're also in the planning stages for another big event of the South Australian Endurance Ride Association, which is being held over the weekend of the 9th to 11th of June 2018. Now, this event is true horsepower in the making and is an endurance rally of the four-legged horsepower and riders. The event at this stage looks like being held at Mount Crawford Forest, and we're seeking expressions of interest from our dedicated volunteer base, along with other members of the amateur radio community who would like to come out and put their skills to good use. This event is totally different to a car rally, and generally can camp out at the stages as the endurance riders generally set off around about midnight on the first night. Don't worry, as you generally don't have to stay awake all night, as you can get quite a few hours sleep between the stage loops. Wyson volunteers will be involved in providing radio communications and support during this event. If interested in any of these events, please email the Wyson's Event Manager at this email address, which is events@sa.wyson.org.au, to notify your interests, and we will endeavour to locate you at a supported checkpoint, or Google Wyson Australian webpage for further contact details. If you don't have equipment, you don't think your equipment's up to scratch, don't worry about that. Wyson SA can assist you with equipment on the weekend. Wyson South Australia is also on Facebook, so check us out and like us and join our group, as we'd love to have you on board with us. So looking forward to seeing you out there. This has been David, VK5 LSB, on behalf of the Western South Australia Committee, and thank you for listening.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. AREG's next general meeting is this coming Friday, the 16th February, with the doors opening at 7:45pm at the Fulham Community Centre of Phelps Court, Fulham. This evening's entertainment will be a presentation about weather balloons and radio sons given by Mark VK5QI. Every day from 1,000 sites around the world, weather balloons are launched to capture atmospheric data. Under each of these is a radio sonde, a small electronics package containing sensors and a radio transmitter. In this presentation, Mark will explain how these devices help contribute to global weather forecast modules used by the Project Taurus team, and how you can decode, track, and if you are crazy enough, recover these devices from where they fall over the country. Everyone is most welcome, visitors in particular. If you ever wanted to know more about weather balloons and their payloads, this will be a great chance to hear from one of the very active balloon chasers in the state. So remember, folks, this coming Friday, the 16th of February, for the next AREG general meeting, everyone is invited. For further information, may be found on the AREG web pages at www.areg.org.au. 73s from Olga, VK5FOLG, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.